Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. Once again, we're grateful that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, was giving us opportunity once again to share the very Word of God again with you. We thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us come together and pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, that you have blessed us on such a glorious day as this. We're grateful, Lord, that you're with us because you said in your word where two or three are gathered together in your name that you will be in the midst. This day, Lord God, we petition you once again for the releasing of understanding into our spirits by your Holy Spirit. For Father, without you, we can know nothing. And therefore, we declare before you and every demon and devil in hell that you are the all-wise God. So, Father, we want to thank you once again for such an opportunity as this that you have granted unto us and blessed us with. And we ask, Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus, that you continue to strengthen us. In Jesus' name we pray. And, Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. We're grateful for the blessed day of the Lord. Tonight, we're still in the part of the series titled Reason 3. Initiation, oaths, and passwords. This is past part two to reason three. And we have been sharing with you why Masonry and Mormonism is not of the restoration work of the Lord. We have went through the first two reasons with you. Now we are on the third reason why it is not part of the restoration work of our Lord Jesus Christ is because of the initiation, oaths, and passwords that is connected to it. Amen. Glory be to God. On part one of this recent three series here, we share with you that the Masonic organization and the Mormon organization have these initiations. And I read to you what is involved in these initiations, and we went into a bit of scripture to show you that, hey, God's way of initiation overall is by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. Amen. It is not by you walking around with one with some pajamas on or getting naked or having one pants leg rolled up. It's not none of that, people. It's not none of that. That is not acceptable of the Lord. So now we on part two tonight, and we're going to go on in this part two. Remember, this is titled Reason 3, Initiation, Oath, and Passwords, okay? So we dealt a little bit with the initiation, and now we want to deal with the passwords. Now, I want to read a little bit of this again to you from about the Freemason. And this is written by Freemasonry Clover Sites. You can type in that and look this up. And it talks about the one who wants to become a Mason. And it says that at the time he is led, that he is the candidate, is led in an oath. Okay? He's led in an oath. He is disoriented, blindfolded, and has been stripped of all his clothes, including his wedding ring, put on something similar to pajamas with one leg rolled up and a shirt half off his torso. Now, I'm going to stop there for a minute. Now, notice that when it talks about the candidate is led in the oath. Okay? So in this organization, you just ain't going to run up in there, you know, And oh, I want to join, and boom, you just there. They require you to do an oath, okay? And the same way with the Mormons. I read to you an article where it was a testimony of an ex-Mormon, okay? The title of it is Mitt Romney's Mormon Secrets. An ex-Mormon describes some secrets of the church, which was written July the 30th, 2012. And one of the things that this ex-Mormon said, he said, most Mormons would claim that they are not secret, but merely so sacred that they cannot be discussed. This is quibble. Since Mormons hold any number of other aspects of the religion to be sacred, and yet they don't hesitate to discuss them, like baptism, conferring of the gift of the Holy Ghost, ordination to the priesthood. And he says, in my day, when Mitt and I were initiating to the secret, we were specifically instructed that we were under the greatest obligation of secrecy. Okay? He says, nowadays, the Mormons simply take a solemn oath that they would never reveal anything about the rituals. So, once again, coming to the organization of the Mormons, you don't just up and say, hey, I want to be a Mormon. Okay? They require you to take an oath. Okay? Do you get that? Okay? Not like many of the churches do in a sense of time where, you know, hey, I want to be a member. Oh, okay, blah, blah, blah. We throw you in the water, baptize you in a member. But in the Masonic organization and in the Mormon organization, there is a requirement of an oath. Okay? You gotta take a note. Amen. This is not, once again, you're not just running in there just to say, I want to be a member. Now, let me give you a definition of the word oath. Giving you a definition of the word oath. And according to Webster, there are more than one definition, but here's one that fits the bill in what we're discussing. The definition of the word oath means a promise made before some institutional authority. Okay? It can be made to man in the name of God. They are also calling on God to witness in the event. Refer to a person or a person swearing an oath to perform an action or swears that something is true. The oath pertains to a person. Now, in other words, when you're making an oath, you're making a promise before some what is called institutional authority. And according to the Masonic and Mormonism, they're the authority. And you have to make this promise before them, okay? Do you hear what I'm saying? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the blessed. Hallelujah. Word of God. Amen. Now, in this series, I'm going to read to you, and I have more information on the particular words that the Masons say than the Mormons, okay? I from the research and understanding and knowing that Masonic order and Mormons require you to take an oath. Now, I have more of the words of what the Masonic order has for the candidates to say than I do for the Mormons. But both of them, understand this, requires you to take an oath. Now, I want to dig a little deeper too concerning this word oath, this oath, okay? And once again, it is a promise made before some institutional authority. Hallelujah. It also can refer to a person or person swears on both on an oath to perform an action or swears that something is true. Okay? So you either, in dealing with the oath, and I came through that other definition in there too, that not only is you making a promise before an institutional authority, but you can swear to perform an action or swear to something that is true, okay? Now, I want to look at some scriptures dealing with an oath, but on the negative side, okay? Because you got to remember, there's a negative side, and the reason why I'm looking at this is because these oaths that Masons and Mormons require you to take is on the negative side, okay? Okay, let's look at some scriptures concerning this. First of all, let's go to the book of Acts chapter 23. The book of Acts chapter 23. Glory to God. The book of Acts chapter 23. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. The book of Acts chapter 23. Glory to God. And I'm going to read verses 16 to verse 21. Okay. Hallelujah. And this is what Paul was brought before the council. And it says, and when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, this is Paul's nephew, he went. Now there were certain men laying in wait for Paul. And trust me, they wasn't laying in wait to invite him to the birthday party. Okay. They wanted to do some harm to him. Okay. That's what happens when you stand for the word of God. You're going to draw fire. And I want to send it out, especially to those of you Christians. And I ain't trying to be funny, but when it's time to stand for the word of God, you want to shrivel up. Okay. And you want to say, well, I just want to be in walk in love. I don't want to be into it with nobody. Well, I want you to understand something. I got to understand if you purposely trying to start something. But other than that, when you're proclaiming the word of God, you're going to draw confrontation. Please hear me on that. You're going to draw confrontation, okay? You're going to draw fire. And the deeper that you get into proclaiming and exposing the works of darkness, the greater the fire you draw. Now, I ain't trying to be funny. I'm just being straight up with you on that, amen? So, continue on. It says, and when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions up to him and said, bring this young man unto the chief captain, for he has certain thing to tell him. So he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, Paul the prisoner called me unto him and prayed me to bring this young man unto thee, who have something to say unto thee. Then the chief captain took him by the hand and went with him aside privately, and asked him, what is it that thou hast to tell me? And he said, the Jews have agreed to desire thee that thou wouldest bring down Paul tomorrow into the council, as though they would inquire somewhat of him more perfectly. But do not thou yield unto them, for there lie in wait for him of them more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath. Okay? Bound themselves with an oath, that they would neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now are they ready, looking for a promise from thee. Did you hear that? This is an oath here that is connected to evil, and especially the works of the flesh. This is a bad oath. Why? Because they was laying in wait to do what? To kill Paul. They had bound themselves to an oath. They took an oath that they would not eat nor drink. Did you see that? They won't eat nor drink till they have killed him. You see that? That's a bad oath. That's an oath that's connected to evil. Remember in Reason 2 when we talked to you about secrecy and secrets? Well, the same thing, okay? How we was talking to you about when it's a secret, bad is when it's connected to evil. To you doing evil to evil is bad. And so an oath is bad when it's connected to evil. Do you get what I'm saying? And we already shared with you that the Masonic organization and the Mormon organization is an anti-Christ, anti-God organization. So any kind of oath that you take in joining that organization is a bad oath. Okay, It's not covered by God. It's not represented by God. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? Because see, some of you thinking that it is connected to God. No, it ain't. And see, when we get to the last reason in this overall series, I think it's reason 4 or 5, one of them, which is the greatest one, which should have been the first one, that reason would be how that these organizations reject Jesus Christ. So anytime you are joining an organization that is an antichrist organization, an ungodly organization, or organization that's connected to evil, to sin, and you turn around and make an oath, you're making a bad oath in connection to this organization. These men right here, now, my God, now, something else should tell you about what we read here. The nephew told the centurion that they were waiting on it. They're going to inquire the centurion, say, hey, we want to talk to Paul. You know, make it like they trying to find out, learn something from him, when it actually was a plot to kill him. But check this out. Verse 21 said that they're lying wait for him more than 40 men. Why did it take more than 40 men and Paul only one man? Amen. See, when God is really with you, even your enemies fear you. they don't care. Man, they'll say, hey, let's go get the boys. So you won't have one of them coming against you. You have a bunch of them. Now, more than 40 men laying in wait for Paul. Good Lord. Amen. And they made an oath, we ain't going to eat or drink, okay, till we kill him. You get that? And see, some of you as Christians, you have joined these organizations, and you actually thought it was of God. See, this is why God is having us present this message, so you see that you may repent. You didn't do no deep search. You didn't do no search on what you were joining. And what they did, they presented the sweet sweets to you up front on the surface, and you took the sugar and the Kool-Aid, okay? And it tastes good to you, okay? Amen. And it appeared to be Kool-Aid to you till you find out what it really is, okay? Hallelujah. You get what I'm saying? And so this is an oath that was bad. It was connected to evil, okay? And once again, when you join Masonry and Mormonism, you are taking an oath, because remember, I just read to you, they require you take an oath. You just don't run in there and say, hey, I want to be a member. And they said, come on down, like you on the Price is Right show. That ain't how it happened. You have to take an oath. Okay? And the oath that you make in that organization is connected to evil. You're making a promise connected to evil, to do evil. And that's not right in the sight of God. And see, in this part, in this reason three, when I read to you the words that the Masons have the candidate to say, that's why I'm saying, once again, not trying to be funny, that those of you that are Christians, when you had to make that oath, did you really hear what you were saying? And then on top of that, did you think God was pleased with that? Did you find anywhere in Scripture to support that God had people making such an oath and the way that the Masonic order had you to make? Or you that are Mormons, okay? Amen. Because, see, the oath is all about you honoring their institution, their organization. It's not about God. If it was totally by the lines by God, you wouldn't be making such oaths like that. You are making a covenant with God. Hey, I'm going to serve you till I die, Lord. But not making oaths with promises that, hey, if I tell the secret, cut my tongue out. No, none of that. and then make an oath like, I'm not going to tell the rituals that goes on in church. What? That's not God. You don't find nowhere in Scripture where when people had joined the church, or joined, when they, another, let me go deep. You ain't find nowhere in Scripture when people got saved and got born again, and the Bible tell you that, and they were added to the church daily, such as should be saved. You don't read nowhere in the Scripture where they had to take an oath not to tell any rituals that goes on in the church. You ain't read that nowhere. But see, Satan uses man, especially when he's using man, and against man that he know does not search anything. You know, sometimes people see that you're a naive person, they'll go try to take advantage of you in a heartbeat. If they see that you believe whatever they tell them, oh, they're going to run a red shot over you, okay? If they see that you are, quote, like a tender-hearted person, oh, my God, man, you to them, you like open bait. Amen. And this is how time passed, how Satan had robbed churches or had robbed the church, because we didn't search up on stuff. And when people kept saying, you know, the church supposed to help us, you know, I got bills to pay and I ain't got no money coming in, but we don't even search nothing out. And some of these same people may be on crack or dope or something like that, smoking it up. And then coming to the church, I got to have my light, my gas bill paid, and the church is up and just up them $1,000, and they taking the $1,000 going to the drug dealer. Amen. See, we don't think about stuff like that. See, you see, some of y'all hear me say that. You said, oh, you so wrong. That's not caring. You don't supposed to check. Yeah, you don't. God didn't tell you to be naive. He said, blood bleed, not every spirit. Don't be a naive. God is not raising a bunch of naive people, children. He's not doing that. But for some reason, we got it fixed in our mind that he is. We think that being a Christian means to be naive, to be naive, to be dumb, stupid, whatever. That's how we, many of us, is portraying Christianity to be. That you aren't supposed to have no knowledge of nothing, that everybody in the world is supposed to run a red shot over you. You're supposed to be known as a doormat. That's how we portray ourselves to even to the world. And this is why, and one of the reasons why many in the world think this way about Christians. Why? Because we have portrayed ourselves to that. Amen. We'll lay our water down, let somebody steal from us, and come back and lay it in the same place and let them steal it again. That's what we'll do. And talking about, we know we got to show love. Really? Come on, people. We serve the true and living God. God ain't dumb. People think because God is the God is that he's true love, that he's dumb. That's why some people think they run a red shot over God. Well, guess what? And he last day, he's going to pull the cloak and show that you thought you were running over him. You actually were making a fool out of yourself. I'm just going to be straight up with you. But having said that, I'm going to stop it there tonight because we got a short 30-minute broadcast here on Reason 3, and I just opened up one of the scriptures about the oath to show you that this oath, there are oaths to the works of the flesh. And these men say, hey, we ain't going to eat or drink none until we kill him. So they were bound to an oath. They made an oath out of that, people. Yeah. See, some of y'all think some of this stuff don't exist. It do. You'll be surprised, those of you on the outside and not knowing this, what these organizations require people, what kind of oath they require people to take. Amen. Hallelujah. Even in the initiation process. You know, I did one, and I want to say this before I close. I did one, two or three years ago on one secret society called the Order of Skull and Bone, where, they even would get naked, lay in a coffin, and tell all their sexual history to the people. Oh, yeah. That was all the initiation and the oath and all that. Now, once again, some of y'all listen to that. Okay, brother, now you done made that stuff up. Man, you ought to cut that out. No, I ain't making it up. See, that's why they can't tell y'all on the outside, these are the members, about the initiation process, what you say and all that. That's why it's so secretive. Because if you just heard it and knew that that was coming from there, you'll go, man, this is crazy. What's wrong with y'all? Man, I know good well you ain't doing nothing like that. Yeah, because they know you say that. Amen. Praise be to God. So, I thank God for this opportunity to do this broadcast. Don't forget, in the next 34 minutes, Be heart to heart with Brother Lee and them handmaidens at 7 o'clock. Don't forget that. Amen. And I thank God once again for this opportunity to present this to you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you once again. You have brought us in this journey to this point of your word. We ask, Lord, today that you would bless what you have had me to give in, anoint it, that it may go to those who are listening. Glory be to God. And Father, I pray that they take what they have heard to you and to seek an answer for themselves. So, Lord God, I just thank you for such a day as this, an opportunity and the door that you have opened. And I give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory be to God. So, once again, I thank God for all you that have been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. See you in about 33 minutes. God bless.